A candle is a small thing, but one candle can light another. And see how its own light increases as a candle gives its flame to the other. You are such a light. Light is the power to dispel darkness. You have this power to move back the darkness in yourself and in others. To do so with the birth of light created when one mind illuminates another, when one heart kindles another, when one person strengthens another. And its flame enlarges within you as you pass it on. Throughout history, children of darkness have tried to smother this passage of light from person to person. Throughout history, dictators large and small have tried to darken, diminish, and separate people by force. But always, in the end, they fail. For always, somewhere in the world, the light remains, ready to burn its brightest where it is dark, a light that began when God created the world. And every free people has remained free by resisting those who would extinguish in people the light of freedom, of love, of truth. To do our daily part to increase this light, we must remember that a candle alone is a small thing. A person alone is a small thing. A nation alone is a small thing. Remembering this, we must recognize something much more than our indispensability to others. We must also remember their indispensability to us. We cannot hope, either as individuals or nations, to reach our highest capabilities until we help those around us reach theirs. To be strong, the strong must serve. These lights we now kindle. These words accompany the lighting of Hanukkah candles in the home and in the heart to commemorate the eternal bridge of light which reaches from creation itself to the radiant spirit of free people. In this spirit is celebrated the festival of Hanukkah, the festival of light, wherein the candle that gives its light to the others is called the servant candle. You too are strongest when you serve.